Hi there. The word for you today is, you're equipped for a purpose. In Psalm 57, verse 2, we read, God will fulfill his purpose for me. The Bible is filled with people who use their talents to serve him and bless others. It lists people like musicians, masons, seamstresses, shipbuilders, teachers, farmers, fishermen, authors, architects, artists, administrators, etc. The Bible says in Romans 12, verse 6, the Living Bible, that God gives each of us the ability to do certain things well. Yet, much of what he gives us goes unrecognized and unused. Mac Anderson says, and I quote, making a living isn't the same as making a life. You can't fake passion. It's the fuel that drives any dream and makes you happy to be alive. The first step is to know what you love. We all have unique talents and interests, and one of life's greatest challenges is to match them with the career opportunities that bring out the best in us. Sometimes we find it through trial and error, but it's worth the effort. James Audubon, who founded the Audubon Society, changed locations, changed partners, and changed businesses, yet failed miserably in life, not until he understood that he must change did he have any shot at success. Now, I loved the outdoors and was an excellent hunter and artist, traveled the country observing and drawing birds, and earned a place as the greatest wildlife artist ever. But more importantly, the work made him happy and provided him with peace of mind that he'd been looking for all his life. The psalmist said, Psalm 57, I cry out to God who will fulfill his purpose for me. That means you are able to ask for God's direction and get it. Begin to list your strengths and weaknesses. Get feedback from people you trust, people who will be honest with you. Once you find your God-given purpose, build your life around it. And as Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 10:31, do it all for the glory of God.